Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. How you doing today? How you doing today, Radio Land? It's truly a blessing to be back on the air on Blog Talk Radio. We've been gone a minute through the spirit. We still hanging around. We still making the do with the do. If you want to call in and join our conversation today, you can call us at 773-897-6178. That's 773-897-6178. If you can always go back and archive all our messages or our radio broadcast through our website or through our Blog Talk Radio website, Fresh Fruits. And we're here today, Fresh Fruit, heart, mind, and mouth. Make you, things that make you say, it's just raw material. Birth through God and everything that He's doing in and through us. Me and my brother Reverend Young. How you doing today, Reverend Young?
Hey, God bless you. Good morning. Good morning, there, brother Strawberries. It is a blessing just to be here in the land of the living. God bless you, brother.
Amen. Amen. And what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is, man. Before we get into the day's a word, we just want to let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the day and everything that you're doing, everything that you're about to do in and through us, in your radio broadcast, Lord God, to reach your people, Lord God. It's about you and what you want and how you want it, Lord God. Let us be less of us, less of us, and be and you supersede and grow within our loins, within our mouth, within everything. The listeners' ears in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you get your word across to them, Lord God. Yes. It's about you and what you want, Lord God. Let us be a blessing to be a blessing, Lord God, but only through you, because you get and receive all the glory. We thank you. We magnify your name this day on this rainy day in Georgia, a beautiful day, a day that we've never seen before in our life. We rejoice this day, Lord God. We thank you. We bless your name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, we say this prayer and offer it unto you. In Jesus'
amen.
Name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Ah, man. So, big brother, we talk about heart, mind, and mouth. Listeners, this is a 30-minute broadcast service. So, like I said, anytime you feel like you want to call in and join us in our conversation, feel free. Heart, mind, and mouth. And Reverend Young, it's so much going on right now in today's world. And the Christians, why do you feel like there's a pull in as Christians, as we, how you say, we give in to the madness? And that thing like we have been doing.
It's folks want to water down the word of God and have it their way. But the Bible says there's only one way, and that's Jesus' way. Everybody want to do their own thing, but at the end, though, we all need this word. We all need Jesus, and God has given us a guideline through His Word, and we must use it as a guideline. Not just when things are going bad, but we need to use it every day. Even now, when the world seems like to be upside down and folks are going sideways and stuff, but God teaches us to hold on and trust in His Word, not our word, not your homegirl, not your homeboy word, but in His Word. But sometimes we just get to the point where we use God like a Santa Claus, just on certain times, certain things where we want, but we need to eat and live this thing daily. And as I'm talking
That's
to
right.
you, I'm talking
That's
to my talking to myself here.
That's
God
right.
alone, he's been faithful. He's been faithful to us. Even when we haven't been faithful to ourselves, God has been faithful. He's been faithful to us. Brother, and I'm just so excited about that you've cranked your radio ministry back up. I've heard just wonderful and great things about this ministry here. Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. It's time that we give in to, things of the world. And not saying that's what happened with the Fruit of the Spirit, the broadcast. What happened was, let me be transparent and be real. Sometimes we lose faith in errors. We struggle. And that's just being transparent, but that's being real within, who I am in Christ Jesus. But, hey, don't ever think for one moment that preachers don't struggle.
Right.
Don't ever
Amen.
Think for one moment that Christians and great Christians don't struggle. I mean, we still have to, we give in to sometimes temptation, we give in to so many different things as well. We still human. But does that say that we exempt from the trials and tribulations of life? No, we're not. But one thing I know about troubles, victory come in troubles.
Come on now.
That where God has you, your trials and tribulations through adversity, that's where your promotions come from.
Mm-hmm.
And God, it never been a time where you're there and everything is going great for you, and the promotion. Promotions are appreciated when there was work put into it. And see, God will make you work for it because He wants you to appreciate it.
Right,
and
right.
A lot of times we'll sit there and we'll say, "Oh, the devil this, the devil did that, the devil did that." Maybe it was you. And a lot of times the devil don't put us in the situation, and a lot of times it's us put ourselves in the situation, big bro.
That's exactly right. And I find out too that we've been blaming the enemy on every one thing, but I know that God has given us a choice.
That's
and
right.
Sometimes, through just life, we choose the wrong choice. We choose the wrong lane to get in. But I'm so grateful and thankful that God sits on the right hand side of Jesus sits on the right hand side of God, and He's making intercession for me. He's covering me. Even when I don't know I need to be covered, He's covering me. Even when I'm in the wrong lane, but the Word of God is my source of power. It's my light in the darkest hour, and we speak His Word every day, and we declare the victory in every way. He's made us the head, and He's not made us the tail, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. I love the scripture says we are more than a conqueror, and we can't be beat when we're standing on top with Him and all the things that enemy under our feet. We will prosper in everything in Christ, and we walk by faith and not by sight. And so sometimes, man, I look around and we waver in God's promise. These are God's promises He's given us. It's not nothing that's new, but God has given us. And sometimes we just got to go back into that Word and pull up His promises that He's given us. Like I say, we need to start walking again by faith and not by sight, and every door of utterance and promise to me. And I will not stagger through unbelief. I'm not going to stagger through unbelief, but in the word or the deed, I can do all things. And when I speak them boldly into Jesus' name, every day I will declare it to be a prosperous one because I have the Son and I have the Father in the Son, destroying Satan's work and the power of sin. We got to believe, and even times like this, I was looking at the inauguration yesterday, and I saw two things. I saw people crying, and I saw people being happy. And because the people that was crying, there is something that they are afraid of because of the unknown. But the Bible tells me out of Isaiah, the 54th chapter, that no weapon, I don't care who's in charge, I don't care what's going on, the Bible tells me that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee, there in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage that God has given us. But, you know, whoever's in charge, we got to go back on God's promises that he's given us. And be strong in faith. That's where we need to be. And a lot of times we just get kind of sideways because we need to get back rooted deep in what we believe in. And who is that? We believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer. Yes, sir. And then we got to pray for things we don't know, even like our new elected president, Mr. Trump. We got to pray for him, and we got to stand strong on the word, stop wavering. We can't lukewarm, and we can't water this word down. We got to stand faithfully on God's promises. Yes, sir.
You know, man, that's so awesome, man, that you said that. I remember watching this. Is this movie? I forgot. It was just one. I forgot the title of the movie, but they was. It was like a tribe against another tribe, and there was only one left. It was only one guy left, and he fought his way out and got back to where they picked him up off. They picked them up from their village, and he got across the waters, back across the waters to his village. And this young man was a hunter, and he turned, he looked up at them, and he said that this is the foundation my ancestors built. This is something that I know. Basically, he was saying, if you come back down here, if you come to get me this time, I'm alert that, and I'm aware of where my surroundings, you will not prevail. And that's the thing about where we at now. Where we at now politically or in America or whatever, where we at now is that, we have survived so much. Especially brown people, I'm just saying. We have survived so much. We have, so what is this? What is this? What is a man? And just like David spoke to Goliath, he said, who is this? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? So if you have surpassed all those things, why are you so consumed with a man?
Amen.
When you are, if you are connected to the man, which is Christ Jesus, then why are you worried about a man?
And so that's
the whole dialogue that's going on right now, because we are so consumed about that. We are also consumed about homosexuality. Let me tell y'all some listeners. These are the issues that we're going to talk about, issues or dialogue or conversations that you don't normally hear in the church house. But we are the church. Whether you're in the church house, a building, or wherever, we are just like we're having church right now. If we talk about two or more gathered, he's there also in the midst. We talked about homosexuality. You got Bishop Long in talks and everything like that. My thing was this. Bishop Long was my pastor from 98 to 01. And he never did come off to me as somebody that was doing the things that he did. The people, he was always a great pastor to me. I learned so much. I grasped so much from the man of God. And yet, he had a demise. And you know, as they say, allegedly. Who knows? Because he never, guess what, big brother? He never apologized to the people. Was it his duty to apologize to the people or apologize to God? I'm just saying, what was his duty, big brother? What was his duty?
You know, I told Go ahead, brother.
I'm just gasping.
The Bible teaches us to work out your own self-salvation.
Mm-hmm.
When it's all said and done, I mean, we all accountable for our actions and what we do.
That's right.
But when you stand before God that great day, he's not going to ask what you think about Bishop Long. He's not going to ask you what you think about Brother Henry, Brother Strawberry. He gonna stand. You got to stand on your own salvation, your own works, your own forgiveness of sin. You got to stand before God for you. And a lot of times we miss what God has for us because we are so concerned about everybody else. And
that's right.
And sometimes we just miss what God's trying to do with us.
Okay.
I always go back to the book of Job. You know, Job was talked about. Job was ridiculed, and he was accused of maybe doing something, and that's why he was going through what he was going through. But when it all boiled down to it, God and Job had a relationship, and when this world is over, you're going to stand before God for yourself. And
that's right.
I tell folks all the time. Whenever we start to talk and look at other folks, we sometimes take our eyes off ourselves, and then we seem to sometimes take the wrong lane again, or we kind of weary or kind of veer off. But I just believe that I was praying for Bishop Long and Bishop Long's family and his congregation the other day, and I was just asking God to, through all of whatever, get the victory also, Jesus. Lord, let somebody be saved and delivered and healed even through whatever's going on in that ministry there. We pray for the congregation. We pray for the folks that love, and even the folks that's talking about Bishop Long. We pray for them all. So we want eyes to be open and ears to hear what God has for them. And I try to convey that to the listeners to we pray for each other. The Bible teaches us that strong bears the infirmity of the weak. So we just want to let God be seen and heard even through whatever's going on throughout
Amen.
This country. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the whole thing. I mean, how can we say that whatever he went through and whatever he did. But this my whole thing is, if you fornicated last night, who gonna know?
All right.
You know? Who's gonna know that you did it? And then yet tomorrow Sunday, and you were singing in the choir like as nothing happened, and
Amen.
Only you and Jesus know what happened,
Amen.
And you apologize for your action to God. What difference is his situation than that situation? Oh,
Amen.
He molested. Sin is sin. And God
Amen.
Said, don't hate the person, hate the sin. You know, so it's on us to pray and lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ and start condemning them to hell and being
Amen.
Judges just out the blue. The God didn't give us the right, he didn't give us the privilege to judge a person and say, okay, you automatically condemned to hell. Your resting place is the hell. And you know how hell would be really full if it was left up to us condemning another human being to hell.
God.
It would be
word.
Really full, man. None of us would have a fighting chance. Do you really understand what God is saying? It's at all times we be respectful and we put everything, we cast our cares at the foot of Jesus because he's the one that's rooting for us and petitioning to God for our salvation. Lord, I know that they messed up, but give them another chance. Lord, I know he, she did something boneheaded, but yet give them another chance. You know,
amen.
God, Jesus is always there petitioning for, you know, for God to have mercy on us. If you
amen.
Don't know what mercy is, don't ever put yourself in that arena to ask God what is mercy. And God, let me tell you something. I'm telling you, it'll change your world for real.
Amen.
And the time is 10:20 a.m. in Georgia, Eastern Standard Time. This is First Fruit, Heart, Mouth, and Heart, Mind, and Mouth, the first episode, First Fruit in this new season. You can call in and talk with us at 773-897-6178. That's 773-897-6178. We all over the place with different things that's going on in the news today, going on in the world of the gate, going on in the church. This is what this broadcast is about, raw material, but real. And I also, it's my, Reverend Strawbridge here, also with Reverend Young, and we here to, how you say, set the record straight, but out, at the same time, as we're talking, please understand, as we conversing and as you hear us conversing, please know that, you know, God gives us revelations right then. It ain't something that we rehearse or anything like that. It's some things God gives us revelation right then as we talk it out, as we speak on it and everything. And guess what? We ain't got all the answers, but yet we're going to be submissive and do what thus said the Lord told us to do and be about his business and not our own. So there again, we talk about those issues and those situations that's going on in the news today, as well as our, is not President-elect Trump anymore, it's President Trump. Let's talk about just life, y'all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's
mm-hmm.
talk about living. What's your living condition right now? Where are you
mm-hmm.
at spiritually right now in Christ Jesus?
Mhm. Mhm.
I mean, a lot of us, big brother, we struggle, and we so ashamed. We so ashamed to see people, allow people to see us in our struggle, and therefore we get kind of sort of ashamed of God because of our present situation, where we're at right now. I mean,
yeah, and that's one of the. Tricks of the enemy. He wants to set you up and wants you to hide and wants you to keep silent. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that you either love God or you don't. You know,
that's right.
And even in your struggles, even when you slips and you fall through your life, either you love him or you don't.
That's right.
See, what I teach, or I've been teaching, the Bible teaches us that we all, and I'm not using this as a crutch, or I'm not using this as an excuse, but we all come short. But even when you come short, you still either love Christ or you don't love him. What we try to teach is that if you keep living, you're going to sometimes come to some errors in your life, but you got to get yourself up and brush yourself off and say, Lord, forgive me. And this is where I am, and Lord, I need you to take me where you want me to, where you want me to be. I always go back to the scriptures about this earth belongs to the Lord, and the fullness of it. And God wrote the book way before we started to live. He knew you was gonna fall. He knew you was gonna come short. He knew you was gonna get up. He knows the ending as well as the beginning. But either you love God or you don't. It's just that simple. Either you're going to ask God to help you or you're not. But don't be ashamed of the gospel, and don't be ashamed of him.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing I like about a good prize fighter is that sometimes he gets knocked down, but the great part about it is a good fighter, he's a champion, he's going to get up. And and that's the thing that I love about the real children of God, the saints of the Lord, that sometimes you're going to get knocked down. But get up.
Yes.
Get up.
Come on now.
And start, get back in the fight. Get back in the fight. Everything doesn't go right every day, every week, every year. But get back up. Get up. And we're not talking about you just use this. We're not talking about whether you can do what you want to do because we can't do what we want to do. We reap what we sow. But at the same time, we're talking about your spiritual walk with God. Get back up. You find yourself laying down in the gutter. Get out of the gutter. Ask the Lord, help me up. Get me
That's
up.
That's right.
And we go from there. God deals with us on an individual basis, a daily basis, day by day. Tomorrow promised to you. So get up today.
That's right.
Get up today. Yeah, you might have done something yesterday or last night or last week, last year. Get back up. Get back into the fight. Get into this fight. I know one thing. Change, grow, maturity, and trust, and lean on Jesus. We've got to just believe that God can do something brand new in our lives. It doesn't matter how ratchet you seem that sometimes we condemn ourselves so bad. We're like, man, I can't, brother Strawberries, I can't get back up. That's a trick of the enemy. Get back up.
And
ask God to forgive you, and let's go from there. But I'm just excited, man, about what God's doing now in these times right now, because you're going to have to make a choice. Make a choice. Yes, sir. And I'm excited about this time right now. There's something new in the air that's about to happen. I believe the saints, there's going to be a breakthrough in the churches. There's going to be a breakthrough in the body of Christ. It's just been a lot of things going on, but I believe, and I know this, I don't just believe, but I know that I serve a God that is mighty. I serve a God that has never lost. He's not in the losing business. He's a general that has never lost a battle nor a war. God is powerful. And,
hallelujah.
And that's just believe that there's something in the spiritual realm, there's something in the spiritual air that's about to happen. I just believe that we just got to get back up and say, let me get back in the fight. Let me get back ready and let God prepare us, prepare our minds and our hearts. Take all that cuteness and coolness down, and everybody want to be cute and cool, but say, God, use me right where I am. And let's go from there. I mean, let's go from there. There's nobody perfect here. So stop trying to find the perfect pastor, the perfect church, the perfect. You just trying to find it. You're not going to find one.
Let's follow
Jesus. Let's follow Christ. And let him deal with us individually. And we're going to go from there. Amen.
Man. Yes. Amen. 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 As I can remember, Moses killed a man and never was brought to trial. As I can remember, David had a man put to death, had him put on the front line, and not only was he killed, the men that drove him to the meat was also killed. Some of those was assassinated as well, carrying out an order. That's something right there. Even carrying out an order can get you killed.
Come on now.
Man.
Come on.
That's deep stuff like that. You had nothing to do with it, but you carrying out it was an evil order, and you got done in the midst of carrying out that. Well, that's some stuff right there. I'm sorry, that's one of them preacher, them preacher moments right there, like, whoa, that's some deep stuff right there. You might hear that tomorrow. We coming to the end of our show. We have just a minute left at the our show ends in within a minute. Hey, next broadcast will be tomorrow a sermon. We're gonna start doing sermons on Sundays, and you're gonna hear a lot more out of this radio station. And thus said the Lord, and He receives all the glory. And we just thank you for tuning in with us today, and tune in with us again very soon. But tomorrow, 10 o'clock again tomorrow, a sermon will come your way. Sermon. Blog Talk Radio, First Fruit. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Hey.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us. And Reverend Big Bro Young, take us out in prayer, sir.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, God, for this day. I thank you, God, for your love and your kindness and your forgiveness. Lord, I ask right now that I trust in thee and not be ashamed and not letting my enemy tramp over us. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for your power. And God, we thank you, God, for your promises. And Lord, we ask, God, that your words, God, penetrate the walls of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, God. And God, fill us up with your word and your spirit right now in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we move in the name of Jesus. God, we move right now through sickness, through hardship, God. We move right now, God. We ask that you do it right now in the name of Jesus. God, continue to save and deliver and heal in the name of Jesus. We thank you. And we walk in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.